Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is now time for the Jerry Jones Show. Every Tuesday at 8:30 with Sean and RJ, along with Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. And Jerry is brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. I said yesterday was the second most exciting regular season game that I've covered with you for 15 years. Regular season game. The first, Seattle on the road. I think Jerry, after the game, said he'll remember this one as a final one to the very end of his days. Good morning, Jerry Jones. Did I get that right about remembering that Eagle comeback?
You sure. You nailed it, and I meant it. It was such an important win for us, and to have done it in the manner we did it is particularly memorable. But just as important, we needed it. They're an outstanding team. We all know that. They came in as number one in the league and the Super Bowl champion. We played them well. I watched the entire game again Saturday night, and looked at every aspect of the game and thought we had a great chance to win that first game in Philadelphia. But bottom line is, to come back like we did is something that you can I know it's a cliche, but it really is meat on the bone on building with it.
Jerry, 8 straight defensive stops with this new personnel and whatever adjustments y'all have made. What word or description would you apply to your defense right now?
Well, I'd say this, to come back from a 21-point deficit against a team of that stature, that performance was phenomenal. And it's there to be had. Certainly, we're playing better. Not the new players, but the players that have been here. We're playing much better than we were playing earlier part of the year. We understand what it means to, not that we didn't, but we're executing in a way that it means to rely on each other and know that the other guy's going to do his job right, you do your job right, and we'll make the plays. But to basically do it under those circumstances with your back to the wall was real impressive and real productive for the rest of the year. But we've made some changes in personnel, obviously, and those were for short term as well as long term, and that was very unique to be able to get to make those on that basis. But every change we've made, that's a long term spot sitting there with that player in it. And so that's even more exciting to know we've got this makeup of our roster with us for long to come.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, we all knew when you made the trade for Quinnen Williams, like, okay, you're getting a game wrecker. You're getting one of the best players in the NFL here at his position. I guess the thing that maybe we knew, but we've still been kind of surprised by how much it's had an impact, is it feels like Quinnen Williams is making a big difference for other players as well. Like, you're seeing Oso Odighizuwa making big plays and guys contributing at a level they weren't earlier in the season. Do you think that that's one of the bigger benefits of having Quinnen, is just the impact he has on other guys with the defense?
Absolutely. He was known as a player that makes everybody better around him. He was known for that. And now, that not only takes a very, very exceptionally productive player, but it takes one that's got the right mental attitude about we and about upholding each of our responsibility to each other as teammates. And I know this is a little theoretical this morning, but he is the poster child of that. We really had our eye on him, you know, his coach is with us now that he headed to Jets. And so we had our eye on this in training camp and just couldn't get it done. And so when the opportunity came up to get him, and the opportunity to not only get him now but in the future, is just too much. A proven player of his stature, you don't come along very often.
Well, he's loving you right now. He was quoted the other day. He's one of the best owners I've had, so every time I see him, we always laugh. He always gives me positive reinforcement. It's amazing to have an owner like that. So he's a big Jerry Jones fan early on. And Jerry, on Friday, I was cracking up in the car listening to you on KNC tell some classic stories. So RJ told a classic story yesterday due to his George Pickens love that we wanted to relay to you and see what you thought.
I'm a huge George Pickens fan. You know, during halftime, you know, the wife and I may have, you know, tried to make our own George Pickens, if you will, and name him George Pickens Choppy. So just wanted to relay that story to you. You know, maybe you got some advice.
Or a jersey.
No. You know, a little baby
Nine months from now? Can RJ get a jersey 9 months from now, Jerry?
No, but I've got the middle pitcher.
There we go. There we go. That's all you needed.
And that's about 99% of it for me.
Okay. Jerry, you know, it's something where we've heard when George Pickens was traded here, there was the talk of, you know what, everybody's just kind of comfortable letting him play this season out. And he's obviously responded in a big way. I know Dan Graziano from ESPN had the report a couple weeks ago saying that the likelihood is that at the very least George Pickens would be tagged. You don't envision a scenario where George Pickens is anywhere else other than Dallas next season, right?
No, I do not at this time. We've got two number one receivers, and that's just exceptional. Right at the time when, guess what, our quarterback is probably the best that he's ever been, and there's more there. And so to have two receivers, wideouts of this caliber, and candidly, we've got some other weapons out there that you got to look at that running back and how he's playing, and you got to look at the way that our tight ends are coming in there as a group and what they're contributing. So I'll just add the other thing. We've got a coming offensive line that is of high caliber. We've got three number one draft picks in that offensive line, and they're playing to that level and can play at a higher level. So I like what we see on that side of the ball. And, of course, after what we did Sunday, you've got to get excited about what we're doing on defense.
Jerry, philosophically, you know, because we do have two number one receivers here. And if it got to it where the money came out and he was demanding and commanding more money than CD, would you feel comfortable with the dynamic of maybe him making more money than CD, given that CD's been here, it's his wide receiver room, et cetera?
Listen, there's nothing that we can do. I know it's fun, but there's nothing that we can gain from speculating and conjecture. The bottom line is that we're in good shape. We've built a trade so that we could have potentially our options. And, of course, frankly, he's lived and is playing better than we could have even anticipated, and he's an outstanding, let me emphasize this again, outstanding teammate. And you know, he brings energy to the team even when he's not making some of those great receptions. So bottom line, it's working, and it's propitious to have it here right at this time, and what we're trying to do with Dak and how we're trying to maximize having him.
Jerry Jones right here on The Fan. What else is there left to say about his game? We all knew
that he could be the best in the ball, in the air adjuster in the league. Just chunk it up to him, and we've seen that this year. Then the run after the catch. Then the theatrics and clutch as well, Jerry. What else is there left to say about what he is doing, arguably the best receiver in football right now?
I have to get into the specific skill that he has, or his whether it's mental, whether it's competitiveness, but his ability to go get the ball, compete with the receiver. His ability to, if you will, high point the ball with his entire body is unique, because he does that on the run. He does that in full stride, and that's unique, and that's very, very challenging for a defender. And, by the way, makes a good target.
Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, coming off of the Monday night game, CeeDee Lamb obviously missed the first series due to some discipline issues. Then on Sunday, he had a number of drops against the Philadelphia Eagles. How comfortable are you that CeeDee Lamb is locked in down the stretch?
Oh, I'm fine with him in any aspect. He's proven, was proven when he got here with his great career at Oklahoma. But he's proven with what he's done since he's been here. And certainly he's the first one to be frustrated over those drops that we're alluding to. But if there's ever been a player that you can look at the whole package, and you can look at go past those drops real easy when you look at what he's done, and then you look at what he is. I don't know if you noticed it, but I saw him really competing there as we were in that second half yesterday, Sunday. I saw his it looked like to the eyes you could just see his motor go up. Now he can catch a football, make no mistake about it, so we're not going to worry about that.
Do you think he's pressing at all?
No, I just think that he's had those drops. Everybody has them. These are in these are certainly in the spotlight. But of all of the rationale that you could use, worrying about him, as we look ahead, worrying about him and his hands and possessing the ball and those kinds of things, I think that's wouldn't spend a lot of time worrying about that. He can do it.
Jerry, has it come to a point where you feel like you may have like a little side conversation just to kind of let him know you all still believe, or that's not necessary?
Well, he has, of course, we've over the years have had good communication, really good relationship. And the only time it got tight at all was when we were negotiating 2 years ago. And so the reason we have where we are is because of what we believe in him as a competitor and as a leader. And it's really, they're a great combo.
Jerry Jones joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, Kevontae Turpin, he's got tons of explosiveness, the speed, you could see it pop on that slant. Where are we with him? He's been a little bit disappointing this year. I don't want to say disappointed in what he is doing, but where are we with Turpin?
Oh, I like, and I'm from the get go. I knew as we entered this year that Shoddy was really one of Turpin's main supporters, and his burst, his speed, he gives it to you, and. You also have a tendency to say, boy, he's a little small to be carrying it up through there. It looks like the ball could get separated from him pretty easy. If you didn't have all those kick returns, and if you didn't see him run and get some of the biggest collisions you can have on those kickoff returns, then you might be a little concerned. But he gets to high speed immediately. And so the collisions are going to seem like they're good. I mean, could, but they're significant. And because he's got the size he's got, then you're concerned about the ball. On the other hand, look at what you get with that speed and that acceleration. And he's really, when you look at the makeup of him with those two receivers we've got, as well as what we've got with our tight ends, now you've got a good arsenal there.
Jerry, a couple of fourth down decisions that in this game. One on the first drive, a fourth and three at midfield, and then obviously the fourth and one in a tie game. What was your thought in the moment on the decision to go for both of them?
Well, I'd like to not like to have it back on both of them, and always do when they don't work. Mm. On the other hand, it speaks so well of where we are to be able to make a call like that and live to tell about it. And so that's exactly how I look at it. You'll have some of those go for you, some of those that that do work, that are meaningful. And I, like everybody else, and I'm sure everybody involved would have said, you know, I'd like to have that one back and get field position. But I think, to me, that says everything about how great a job Brian is doing, because he is not only head coaching, but he's also the busiest guy in town as the coordinator. But he's got confidence in what he's trying to do, and the team knows he's got confidence. Now, the team saw him go for it, and they knew what was on the line, and they knew what was on the line for him. And so that emboldens their ability to compete, in my view, even when you miss those decisions. Look at the kind of thing that appears from afar of what happens when the coach over there at Detroit goes for it. And he went for it three times out here a couple of years ago and didn't make any of them. But it gives confidence to the team that your coach has that kind of confidence in you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Jerry, you know, you guys are a couple days out from this game against the Chiefs now, obviously with a Thursday, so some of the injuries feel a little bit more pressing. Tyler Guyton and George Pickens both listed as non-participants yesterday. It was a projection, but how do you feel about their availability for Thursday?
Probably feel better about George Pickens than I do Guyton, but we'll see how it goes. But this is always a challenge. It's really between the time we play the Sunday game and the time we play on Thanksgiving Day, there's only time to frankly get loosened up, get zeroed in on the game plan for the team you're playing on Thanksgiving Day, in this case Kansas City. So this is always a tight fit relative to getting over the really the iffy type availability issues. This is the hardest week of all between Sunday when you play and Thanksgiving Day. But then, we're used to it.
And then another injury that popped up on there, Oso Odighizuwa, who's played really well since Quinnen Williams got here. He was listed as out with an elbow injury. What's his status heading into Thursday, do you think?
Well, let's see what Thursday brings, and that's what you have here. When you hear we'll make a game day decision, when you play on Thursday after playing on Sunday, that is what you're doing, is making a decision there with 10 minutes ago you didn't know for sure. But you have to be ready for that on this game when you play it like this.
Jerry Jones here on Sean and RJ. Set us up Thursday, Chiefs, Arlington, Thanksgiving, Salvation Army. What prediction? Tell Jerry the ratings prediction you made.
I think, Jerry, I think this is going to be the highest, most watched non-Super Bowl in NFL history.
Set us up for it.
Well, number one, there's no question that your team, the Cowboys, have a lot of interest at this time. And there's no question that the story of Kansas City Chiefs this year is really interesting and would have me watching it no matter what part of it I'm involved in. So this is what you dream of when you think of a matchup relative to Thanksgiving Day. As we know, there will be maybe as many as it could be as many as 70, 80 million people watching. They'll see what they measure, but still that kind of audience is out there. And it's a unique time. We've got fans that normally may not watch an NFL football game. But, you know, I spend a lot of time getting these Cowboys out. I'll put the Cowboys in a poodle magazine. I'll put them in any house organ. I'll put them in any house organ that is moving out there. And, of course, you say, well, maybe you don't have that many fans over in that area. But when they do catch a look, then they're positive about the Cowboys because they saw it in their point of interest. That's the way you do it. And so on Thanksgiving Day, you've got a huge amount of that audience that doesn't watch games most of the time. So a lot of them will be Cowboy fans, not like that.
Jerry, do you think you're better at marketing or business?
Oh, well, I'm not so sure that I can differentiate, period, really, for me.
This is just coming down before we let you go. Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists, Jason Witten is included, and Darren Woodson is a returning finalist. Your thoughts on the candidacy to join you in Canton?
Well, first of all, Jason, to me, is a first ballot player, NFL player. And I don't believe that I'm being as biased as I should be and would be. But when you look at his career and you look at what he brought to the game for everybody, I'll never forget he had a cut spleen. His sack that holds the spleen wasn't cut. But we were up in New York. It was Friday before the game on Sunday. And I was in the doctor's office with him. And we were trying to see if he could get medical approval to play. And the doctor examined him thoroughly and looked over there and said, now, there'll be a few others playing with more serious injury this weekend in the NFL when you open. We were playing the Giants. How bad do you want to play? They shouldn't have asked him that. He said, well, I may never play another game. This could be it for me. And not in terms of the injury, but just he could get hit by a car. He said, I want to play as though it were going to be the last game I ever played. Doctor looked over at him and said, you should play. I clear you. And so he goes out there with an injury that, by all textbooks, he wasn't supposed to have been out there maybe for another 3 weeks or a month. That's Jason Witten. And so, by the way, he played outstanding. So the bottom line is that we're spending a little time with him. Darren Woodson, I'm shocked that we're having this discussion. He should have been in years ago, really, candidly. And say, well, maybe safeties have a little bit, and I know I sound condescending when I say it. That's a shame, because what Darren meant to this team for years and years and years, what he meant to the NFL and how he represented the game, is what the Hall of Fame's all about, as far as being included in it.
Well said and well put. Happy Thanksgiving. Go get them on Thursday.
Okay, great. It's a happy time to be on with you. Good.
Yes, sir. Let's keep it going. Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.